You're just in time. I'm glad you could make it. No, don't worry. I didn't wait at all. I just finished my daily jogging goal for the day when you got here. And now, I'm just doing some stretching to start another round with you from here on. So, have you already warmed up, pretty boy? Oh, what's wrong? Are you sad because I started way earlier without you? Or is it because you had to get up so early to be here at 6:30 in the morning? Come on, don't be shy now. I can tell it's one or the other. If you tell me what's wrong, I might be able to do something about it. You know, I'm very flexible. This might have been a condition I made to give you a chance to be my Valentine, but I'm not a mean person. I am open to adjust some things to give you some convenience. So, it's the first one, huh? My apologies, sweetie. I was just concerned about you. My usual day starts at 5 in the morning, and by 5:30 is when I leave the house to do exercise and go back home by 7 or 8, depends on what errands I have to do. I was worried that my schedule might be too early for a college boy like you. So, I told you to meet with me at 6:30 instead. And besides, I had to be somewhere first before actually starting everything as part of my daily routine. I couldn't think about bothering you with such matters, sweetie. I've also been a college girl, and believe me, I wasn't a morning person, and so was my husband when we were still dating. I remember there were times when he would intentionally miss the morning class just to stay in bed with me, which, by the way, you shouldn't do, okay? But anyways, if you really insist on getting up the same time as me for the next 2 weeks, then I won't be stopping you. You will probably just have to wait right outside my house at 5:30 every morning to be able to accompany me the whole time. So, what do you say, sweetie? Are you in? Or are you out? Well, that was the answer I was expecting. I just hope you're not gonna miss any of your class because of this. I really do hope so. I don't want to be the reason you're missing out important things. You've got to know your priorities. Do you understand? Good. I'm done stretching. If you're ready, we can start walking now. Yes, we're just gonna walk around, sweetie. I've had enough of the cardio. Now I'm just hoping to walk around town with you and talk. That way, we'll get to know each other better and we won't be catching our breath along the way. Unless you haven't done your exercises yet, then we can do that too. All right, then. Sounds good to me. Now, let's go. So let me summarize it. In fifth grade, you had a crush on a girl who seemed to also have a crush on you. And she kissed you on the cheek just the day summer break started. But then, she transferred school so you never got to see her again. And in high school, there was this girl you were crazy about that you basically acted like her simp, but then she rejected you before you could even ask her out because she wants to focus on her studies and dating would be just a distraction. But then, a few weeks later, she started dating this boy in her class because he takes her math exams for her. Well, I think that was a very smart move of her, by the way. Oh, it's just that I might have actually done the same thing before. No, not rejecting someone. It wasn't part of it. It was my late husband. We actually started dating because being my math tutor was one of the things he offered me if I say yes to him. Well, he showed it to me, by the way, in a PowerPoint presentation. That was one of his offers for me to be his girlfriend. Yes, for real. I've always struggled that subject, so it was really good deal for me. Plus, he said that our babies will be both beautiful and smart if we end up together. And that's when I knew that he was serious about me. And he always keeps his words and never lets me down. Although, he didn't keep his promise in those last moments. I'm sorry, sweetie. I did it again. I'll try to be more positive, okay? So, it seems like the closest you've been with a girl so far was still back in fifth grade. What about in college, though? Alright, my bad. I should have already known that there weren't anything because why else would you be at the bar trying to meet girls, right? Oh, so you think it was worth it because you met me there? Well, I'm very flattered, sweetie. I'm also very pleased to make a new friend. Especially that you seem to be fun to hang out with. If you keep this up, I might even fall for you, you know? Just kidding. Oh, look! It's a quiet cafe. This place is an outdoor cafe blending in with the nature and it's quite far from where we started, but I guess I didn't notice that because I was having fun talking to you. So, would you like a coffee break, sweetie? Great. Follow my lead. I'll show you how it works here. So this cafe is self-service, and the unique thing is you don't have to make any real interaction with the employees. You just have to make your order through the screen outside the counter. Well, let's see. I'll have a cappuccino, and you know what? I'm feeling a little hungry, so I'm gonna add an avocado toast to my order. What about you, sweetie? All right, so another cappuccino, and would you like to add anything to that? So a chocolate croissant. You know what? That actually sounds good too. I'm gonna add another croissant for myself. And then after we confirm the order, we can now pay through card or cash. But I prefer to use card because it's just easy to swipe it here. Just give me a sec. Oh, what? Did you just pay for me, sweetie? But I was the one who invited you here. Oh, I didn't expect for you to be such a gentleman. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Now we just have to wait a couple of minutes to get our order from the counter that looks so mysterious because you can't see each other's faces when they serve you. They don't speak to you at all, and the only way to know when your order is ready is when they ring the bell and place everything on the counter for you to take. Quite peculiar, isn't it? Well, that's why this place is called the Quiet Cafe. Look, sweetie, there's a ginger kitten over there. It's so cute. I wonder if someone already owns it. If I want to go check it out. All right. Come with me then. Aw. The kitten ran towards that couple. And they picked him up. Do you think they're gonna bring him home? Oh, they did. They just left with the kitten. You know what, sweetie? I'm sad because I didn't get to at least check on the kitten. But the kitten seemed to have found a good family, so I guess I should just be happy for him, right? Well, our order's ready. Let's go get it then. Fine. Be a gentleman and carry the tray to our table. No, not that one, sweetie. I want the other table instead. It has a better view of everything. Yes, right here. What's the matter? Oh, you wanted to pull the chair for me. You really are a gentleman after all. I almost feel like I'm on a date, even though I smell like sweat in this active wear. Again, I really appreciate it. It's been so long since I've felt like I'm actually on a date. Oh well. I can't believe that I'm actually liking this. I tell you, sweetie, if you keep this character of yours every day, you might get something more than just a Valentine's date.